What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast is brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's 12:03 on Wednesday afternoon, June 18th. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us on the Noon Business Hour. I'm Rob Hart. The housing market is finally starting to become a bit more buyer-friendly. Joining us to explain is Steve Kirch, Chicago-based real estate and housing expert. Steve, thank you for joining us today. And what is the definition of a bit more buyer-friendly in this market? How does it compare to that pre-COVID disruption?
Good afternoon, Rob. We're getting some anecdotal evidence that inventory is rising around the Chicago area. Around the country, we already know that there are more homes on the market. Demand has cooled a bit, especially as we saw in the home building numbers, the home housing start numbers today. So what we're seeing is a little more choice for home buyers who are willing to get into the market. But the big question is just how many buyers out there can still afford the prices that we're still seeing going up, despite this slight increase in inventory.
Now, it sounds like, again, going by the anecdata, as it were, from real estate agents, that there is a glut of inventory. There are a lot of houses for sale that are just sitting there empty. What is preventing potential buyers from pulling the trigger?
Well, obviously, mortgage rates are still a problem. They're over 6.8% this week. You know, I think a lot of consumers, whether it's for housing or any other commodity, you know, they're just nervous. The tariffs have shaken them. The job market has, you know, some softness in it that we've seen in at least some of the data. And I think you're just, you know, pulling the trigger on that biggest purchase of your life. This just might not be the time. People are very comfortable with that.
And then when it comes to being a potential buyer, jumping into the market, could you also roll the dice on the idea that interest rates will be at least two cuts this year, potentially by a half point or a full percentage point?
Yeah, I think that I think for a lot of the reasons with the economic uncertainty, the tariffs and everything else, I think, you know, a lot of people probably are taking that wait and see attitude. The consensus is obviously that we will get at least one cut before the end of the year. So if you're not, you know, if you're not in a hurry to move, if you're not forced out of your current living arrangement, I mean, I think there's probably a lot of positive upside to being able to wait at this point and let the market shake out a little bit more.
Steve Kirch, Chicago-based real estate and housing expert, thank you for joining us today on the Noon Business Hour. Coming up next, 101 on kids and their allowances, especially as we enter summer job season. We'll talk about that next.
Compounding your interest with an economy of words. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's Personal Finance Wednesday, and summer fun means spending, but it's also the perfect time to teach kids how to earn, save, and manage their money wisely. We welcome in Sherry Greco-Rikus, co-founder of Rappaport-Rikus Capital Management in Chicago. Sherry, thank you for joining us today. And so many ways for kids to earn that spending money if they want to buy nachos or pretzels at the pool this summer.
Yeah, and I think an allowance for kids is a great way to start teaching them financial literacy, just like you said, to earn, save, and spend wisely. So it's a great tool.
And it's we cannot emphasize this enough. And before we talk about just the importance of saving and spending, and that is the pride that comes with earning something on your own, that it wasn't given to you, the sense of accomplishment that you see in your children when they do something themselves. I mean, my oldest operates the scoreboard for the softball league at the local park district, and had her first game last night, Sherry, and she was very proud of herself when the game was over, and also is going to be very proud when that paycheck arrives at the end of the month.
Definitely. And you make a good point, because allowance is something that a lot of parents give to the kids, but I kind of think of it as, you know, outside normal activities, you know, cleaning their bedroom or doing the dishes. That should be a normal activity, but maybe gear the allowance for walking the dog, or having a lemonade stand, or the scoreboard at a softball game, because that's something outside the realm of normal responsibilities in the home.
And this also kind of covers the gap between the age at which they're old enough to actually do things and the age at which they're old enough to get a job on their own. Because if you're maybe 10 or 11, this is the sweet spot for that task-based allowance above and beyond just typical household work. Because, you know, 2 or 3 years from now, you're working at Dairy Queen.
Exactly. And then you get a paycheck, and there's a whole nother segment we can have on what you do with your first paycheck. But for kids that can't get a job or under 16, there's a lot of things this summer you can do. You could garden. Maybe you could do chores for an elderly neighbor or just someone who has a lot of kids. You can babysit. I used to keep a little chart back when I babysat. It was, I think, $1.50 an hour, and I'd figure out how many hours I was going to be there and have a chart. And I think it's a great way to learn how to earn money, have pride, and save. But one important thing is you need to have communication with your kids. What are you going to pay for this summer, and what aren't you going to pay for? So maybe you'll pay for lunch for them if they're going to camp, or you'll pay for certain things. But open communication is really important, so that when these kids start to earn money, they know what they need to spend and what you're going to spend. And maybe teach them to have a goal. Maybe there's a scooter or something that they've been wanting, and maybe they save a little bit every week so they can achieve that goal. Because as you go through life, you can have anything you want, not everything. You've heard me say that. And having a goal and saving for it is so important.
Well, it seems like a very easy way to set up a goal is if you are going on vacation later this summer. Maybe you're going to a particular destination. Maybe it's a week at the lake, to key off our Travel Tuesday topic from yesterday. And if you have kids who are very excited about going to that one particular haunt on vacation that you always go to and you really like it. In our case, it's Maine. There's a candy store in Kittery, Maine. The kids are always... to talk about it months before we leave. And you might as well say, it's like, look, if you want some money to spend at Yummies, you got to do X, Y, and Z.
Exactly. And save the money for the trip. When do you go? At the end of the summer? I mean, sometimes that money is burning in the pocket for these kids. So maybe have a mechanism where they save the money, put it in an envelope, put it in a bank, give it to you. But make sure you don't spend that money that you earmark for something special later on in the summer.
And then as we talked about that sense of accomplishment that you get from just earning something yourself, what are some of the other lessons that you can learn just about saving the money? I think investing is a topic for another time, but just you know, saving the money and making sure you make the necessary lifestyle adjustments to accomplish one particular goal.
Yeah, so there's, you know, short-term spending. That's the day-to-day. You're with your friends bicycling and you go get an ice cream. That'd be the short-term. You know, having that, this is life. We all have short-term spending. We all have long-term. So whether it's the candy in Maine or some kind of electronic you want, kind of have the goal for spending. But something that I tried to do with my kids, and it's not often talked about, but helping others. You know, maybe allocate a little bit of that money that you've earned to give maybe to a food shelter or something that's important to you giving back. Because there is that sense of pride. And they always say you get more than you give when you give. And I think that sense of pride is so important for these kids, not just spending the money, but also allocating a portion to give to others that aren't as fortunate.
Sherry Greco-Rikus, co-founder of Rappaport-Rikus Capital Management in Chicago. Coming up, still ahead on the Noon Business Hour, claiming Social Security early. It can have some serious long-term consequences. We'll run them down.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Personal Finance Wednesday continues. Taking Social Security before full retirement age might seem appealing, but it can lead to reduced benefits and long-term financial consequences. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Mark Hulbert, investment columnist for the Wall Street Journal, Barron's, and MarketWatch.com, based in Washington, D.C. Mark, thank you for joining us today. Now, you can start taking your Social Security benefits at the age of 62. You can take them any time between 62 and 67, or you can delay it as far out as 70. And even though it's tempting, it's right there at the age of 62. What are some of the long-term consequences if you start taking your benefits earlier rather than later?
It's a great question, because it turns out that this year has seen a huge increase in the number of people choosing to be an early claimer to start taking their Social Security at 62 for a variety of reasons. But I think they're worried about the possibility that Social Security will run out of money, especially given some of the discussions that are happening in Congress as we speak about where to perhaps cut in order to reduce the deficit. The reason that I suggest you look at non-financial factors as well is that there is some evidence, it's actually very sobering evidence, that if you start taking Social Security early, it's actually associated with worse outcomes, including an earlier day of your death. It turns out that it's associated with any of a number of unhealthy behaviors. And so it may be that there are good reasons to retire anyway, and if that's the case, then by all means, claim your Social Security. But what I'd suggest is that if you were going to work for longer than age 62 and you're enjoying your work and you want to stay employed, don't take a financial factor alone as the reason to go ahead and start retiring early.
And on top of that, I mean, the window of retirement, you know, 62 to 67, maybe 70, those numbers were established at a time when lifespans were a lot shorter. And if you look at pictures of people in their 50s and 60s, in the 50s and 60s, they look a lot older than your average 50 or 60 year old person today. So you're a lot healthier and you could continue working into your 70s if you want to.
Well, absolutely. And in addition to making that very good point, there's a financial incentive to wait. And that is that for every year you delay taking your Social Security, as you say, all the way to age 70, the Social Security Administration will increase your monthly payout by 8% plus whatever inflation has been in the intervening period. So over an 8-year period between 62 and 70, if you look at 8% compounded plus inflation, that means your monthly payout at age 70 will be more than twice as much as it was at age 62. So there is an incentive to delay Social Security as long as possible. And so if you're working, you're obviously earning an income, you're getting any of the other benefits that may accrue to remaining in the workforce, and you're getting a financial boost from Social Security.
Mark Hulbert, investment columnist for The Wall Street Journal, Barron's, and MarketWatch.com in Washington. Thank you for joining us today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station, News Radio 105.9. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Markets are higher today. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Gary Kulpbaum, President, Kulpbaum Capital Management, Fox News business contributor based in Orlando. Find him online at GaryK.com. Gary, thank you for joining us today. And what has the potential to be the bigger market mover today? Is it the Fed meeting, in which we know they're pretty much going to stand pat, or is it just ongoing geopolitical tensions? Because it seems like markets rose in a meaningful way this morning on news that Iran was willing to go back to the negotiating table, but they've sold off a little bit since then.
Well, Iran says they go to the negotiating table and then say death to America and death to Israel. So I would suggest that's fluid. And I would suggest that has a more near-term importance than the Fed, who's basically telegraphed that they're going to just stand pat. My expectation is they're going to talk a little easier as we move forward. I do believe the geopolitical thing is pretty big time right now, because we're talking about going in and taking them out. And if that's the case, I think, well, here's the good news. In the past, whenever we have striked, like I remember a long time ago in the Desert Storm, markets went up, so you never know.
And when trying to assess geopolitical risk on the economy and on markets, whether it's oil or equities, how far into the weeds do you as an investor need to go to figure out your next move? And are there some cases in which having too much information can be a detriment to you?
For me, it's really just three words: watch the market. It's going to tell you everything you need to know. You know, recently oil prices have spiked up. Guess what? Airlines dropped. So, you know, you get some good indications from what the market thinks at any given point in time. Of course, that can change. That's why we're looking for major trends and not minor trends. But I can tell you right now, between the tariffs and the Iran thing, I have the other motto is don't blink, because you can turn tail very quickly.
And even with all of those external factors, the VIX really hasn't gone up by a meaningful way. It's above 20, which means a little bit of nervousness, but it's not reached the heights that we saw just 2 months ago when that tariff announcement was made.
Yeah, right now, calmer waters as they backed off of Liberation Day and 145% on China. That's the best I can tell you now. That's a good news, bad news scenario, because calm waters are good, but if calm turns into not so calm, that's your stock market coming down. But right now, market's acting okay. I can tell you, when I see J.P. Morgan breaking above range today, Goldman Sachs doing the same, Bank of New York doing the same, I've never seen bad markets where the big banks are acting well. You can find bear markets in certain sectors, but I think that's instructive this second. And of course, as I said, I'm not blinking, because you never know what's next out of the White House, as well as what we're seeing in the Middle East.
Gary Culpom, President Culpom Capital Management, Fox News business contributor based in Orlando, Florida. Find him online at GaryK.com.
Money talks as the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Personal Finance Wednesday, and money troubles are often a leading cause of relationship issues, and things get even worse when financial infidelity is involved. Joining us to explain is Craig Bolanos, co-founder and wealth advisor, VestGen Wealth Partners in Inverness and Downers Grove. Craig, thank you for joining us today. And what is the definition of financial infidelity?
Financial infidelity, it's just when you're doing this, you know, so many couples, your best friend in life, your husband and wife, you might be naked together, but financial infidelity happens when people aren't financially naked together. So infidelity means you're hiding an account, you're concealing debt, you're hiding and disguising your spending, and all of it's rooted because people have different attitudes when it comes to money, and couples aren't having good conversations.
Now, this is something that is completely foreign to me, Craig, and because you know, we have merged our bank accounts, we both have access to the credit cards, we can account to the penny how much money is going in and coming in and going out, because of course we have three kids, and that's what you do when you have three kids. You get to account for every cent. So the idea of somebody concealing debts or perhaps spending money on the sly is just absolutely like baffling to me. I don't even know how you would start.
You know, but Rob, this happens all the time. I mean, I think what's important is that couples have a system. And for some couples, merging everything together in one pot is a tremendous system. For other couples, one partner having their money, the other partner having their money, it's fine as long as there exists a joint account where things come together. But when couples have his money, her money, I always say completely separate finances equals separate lives. That's going to be the ground floor for a rocky relationship down the road. So whether you pull it all together or keep it separate, there still needs to be a common denominator, a meeting of the minds, and a joint account somewhere if couples are going to have that ground and that relationship rooted in trust.
Now, if that financial infidelity is taking place, you always say, you know, it begins with a conversation. How do you have that conversation? And then how do you take action to fix it later on?
You know, what I've seen as a practitioner dealing with the emotional dynamics of money, you know, Rob, we help people get retired and stay retired, but I think the weight of unbearable pressure when one person in that relationship is hiding something, more often than not, they just want to be free. And I think what couples should do is, it's not Valentine's Day, that time has passed, but maybe coming into the summer, commit to a financial date night and be honest. Your partner wants you to be honest. You too want to be honest. And if we've got people in our lives that we love and they love us back, we can make ourselves a little bit vulnerable, disclose what we've been doing on the side, and work together to form a cure, because couples with high trust, high conviction relationships on money can overcome anything. And I think sometimes having a financial date night to bear all is a great way to get started.
Now, when I may have sounded like I just fell off the turnip truck here when talking about, I don't know why anyone would do this. But in your experience, how often does this happen? Because I always say with financial advisors, like 10% of the job is dollars and cents, and then 90% of the job is psychology. So how many times have you been Dr. Craig to people who have been in this particular situation?
Well, you know, I think in order to get couples to that end point where they have the freedom of worry, you know, financial security is defined by everybody in a different way, but really it's just about the freedom from worry. You want to be able to know that you have a budget and how monies are going to get paid. You want to know that you have a financial future. And above all else, when it comes to financial infidelity, you worry that there could be things happening that you don't know. So yes, from time to time, when we suspect that things aren't on the up and up, we just encourage couples to reveal the truth. So I think we spend a lot of our time as a wealth advisor, an investment advisor, an estate attorney, a tax strategist. But you're right. Every once in a while, we work as that mediator to get couples to create those shared goals, to lean into a shared vision that leads into financial freedom.
Craig Bolanos, co-founder and wealth advisor, VestGen Wealth Partners in Inverness and Downers Grove. Thank you for joining us today.
It's the only program dedicated to currency events. You're listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Geopolitical tensions escalate as President Trump considers a U.S. military strike on Iran while the Fed stays cautious amid economic uncertainty. We welcome in Paul Christopher, head of global investment strategy at the Wells Fargo Investment Institute in St. Louis. Paul, thank you for joining us today. In about 9 minutes from now, we will get an announcement from the Fed about their interest rate policy for this month. And chances are they are going to stand pat because, Paul, if the Fed would consider action in interest rates, that move would have been telegraphed several weeks ago.
Yeah, typically they do that, but it's more a question that the Fed has for several months now been signaling that, look, as long as tariff uncertainty continues with its potential to raise prices and therefore inflation, the Fed is going to wait. They're going to wait for that inflation piece to pass before they can cut rates.
Now, at the same time, what is their time horizon for determining the impact of tariffs on inflation? Because we already had the CPI, the PPI prints that shows that the tariff-related inflation hasn't shown up yet. So would they wait 3 months, 6 months, a year?
I think they're prepared to wait until it does show up, and they acknowledge, as many other people do, that look, in the first place, a lot of people anticipated tariffs at the start of this year, even at the end of last year, and they started pulling forward their spending. You go and you buy that new car before the tariffs go on it, and so there a lot of that spending was done ahead of time. A lot of companies and stores ended up loading up on inventory in the first part of the year while they could still buy things from China without a tariff on them. So we're still working through that, and it would be deceptive for consumers to think that, oh, well, you know, these tariffs aren't going to amount to anything. No, that's not right. The prices will go up, and you'll see it. The second piece that's really missing here still is that we're in a 90-day pause. The president declared that on April the 9th. That pause expires on July the 9th, and that's when you should start to see some of those tariffs start to take effect. So things that people order, companies that order things from China, from the UK, Mexico, those tariffs will start to come into play then. And so we're looking for tariffs to have a material impact on inflation, maybe August, September, October, somewhere in there.
Paul Christopher, head of global investment strategy at the Wells Fargo Investment Institute in St. Louis, Missouri. Thank you for joining us today on the Noon Business Hour to talk about the Fed announcement, which is about 7 minutes from now. And of course, after that, you have the news conference from Fed Chair Jerome Powell. And as a result, the markets will go on a bit of a roller coaster ride for the next hour or so as investors react to Chairman Powell's comments. If you missed any part of today's show, just go to our stream and skip back to the time you want. There's a pause and rewind function that works both online and with the Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.